Potawatomi Pals.
Potawatomi Pals. Every 2 weeks, we catch up with breakfast show programs from all around the Motu. Experience fresh tracks and gig guides from a place not so far away. Only on Radioactive.fm.
Yes, it's time for Potawatomi Pals. I believe we've got Missy G from RDU on the line.
You do indeed. Sorry for that drum and bass drop. That's Dillinger, who's playing in Hagley Park this afternoon.
Hell yeah.
How's it going?
Oh, so good. How are you?
Yeah, good. So, what's happening up there in BFM this morning?
Oh, we're just cracking on with another wonderful breakfast show, giving away some tickets. We've got the Datsuns playing up here tomorrow night. Bikrunga's on the following weekend, so we've been giving away some free tickets and getting excited for another great weekend of music.
Mm. Yeah, awesome stuff. Yeah, us too, actually. There's quite a lot going on. I'll just grab my pad here. So in Otatahi, oh my goodness, we, of course, are the drum and bass capital. And, we're pretty excited because we do have the Resto Massive D&B All-Stars from the UK, Goldie Groove Rider and Dillinger at Hagley Park today. Yeah.
No way, Goldie.
Yeah, Goldie, and
it's huge.
Yeah, it will be huge. Yeah, this whole city will be rumbling with some good bass. And also, we've got Punk Fest as well. So we're going for punk and a drum and bass and true Otatahi style. That's happening at the Embankment Tavern. And, so it's lining up pretty nicely. Also, over across Portland, in our lovely Littleton at the Loons, we have the Bats and Violet Friends tomorrow night.
Oh, I went to the Bats up here in Auckland. They were great. Yeah, they were really good.
Awesome. So how was that?
Yeah, it was amazing. It was at the Hollywood Avondale, which I feel was like the perfect venue for it. And they're sounding so good. I love that new album, Corner, coming up.
Yeah, absolutely. And they're just such nice people too.
Aren't they lovely?
Yeah.
So. That's quite a mashup of vibes you've got going on down there.
Oh, yeah, that's the way we roll.
I feel like there's something for everyone.
Absolutely. There is something for everyone, and so looking forward to it. But yeah, actually, Otatahi has been it's been going off. The festival season sort of, I guess this is the last hurrah in lots of ways as we roll into autumn. But of course, we had Letra Avenue, we had Two Minds Festival last weekend.
Yeah, did you go to Two Minds? That looked amazing.
I did go to Two Minds, and it's such a beautiful, cool indie festival, and just lots of great bass and people and outfits, and it's just nice to be able to chill under the forest trees, and because it's out at Spencer Park. RDU had a really cool stage there by the beach as well, so.
Man.
Yeah, so next time, you've got to make an effort to come to Two Minds Festival.
I know, I was really gutted to miss it. I was really hoping to come down because the lineup, I mean, Mungo's Hi-Fi, Marla, I was ready for some wubs. They're actually playing up here this weekend at the power station, so
yeah.
I'm tempted to head along to that.
Ah, wicked. Yes, I love the power station. And, so what else is coming up? And I haven't been up north for a wee while now, so... Yeah, is there anything in the horizons that I should be looking out for? Should be looking out for?
There's a couple of little things on this weekend. I'm excited for Kalmana Gardens. It's a community garden. They're doing an Equinox Festival. They've got Geneva AM playing, a bit of live jazz. It'll be a nice time in the sun, saying goodbye to summer. But in the next couple of weeks, we've got a whole bunch of great shows. The last one of the Strange Universe Autumn Series, Les Big Bird playing on Tuesday. The Beths are playing a couple of shows this coming next week, so Thursday and Friday, the 26th and 27th. Brett McKenzie, Mark William Lewis. We've got a few sort of internationals making their way over. It's all go. There's always stuff happening in the Big Smoke, eh, Millie?
Yeah, speaking of, we've actually got Symphony tomorrow night. Faithless, huge. So that's going to be pretty wicked at Auckland Domain. There's going to be lots of people there. It's always busy up here.
It is, yeah. And actually, I think Otatahi, we're getting our own back a little bit.
Yeah, oh, we love it. We love to hear it.
Yeah, it's great because, like, to be fair, like, we do, we've sort of, like, missed out a little bit, and often we have to just sort of make that extra sacrifice to travel and to accommodate. But I love it when I go up to Auckland and Wellington as well because, like, everyone's just lovely and it's always nice to get a change of scene as well.
Yeah, nice, nice. Hey, cool. You've chosen us a track. Do you want to tell us a bit about it?
So the track, it was actually chosen by our lovely producer, Amy. And, so it's a bit of a, so this is a Christchurch outfit, and I don't actually know too much about this track, so it's a bit of a, it's a bit of a surprise to me too. But, and you've chosen us a track, which is Jenny.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yeah, Jenny with Kumara Sweet. This is really exciting. Jenny has released her first single, Kumara Sweet, off of an EP that's coming out May 21st via Sun Return. And it's just like a really unique, awesome blend of sort of dance and sort of indie, like folk elements even in there as well. There's a lot of use of breath and some really cool vocal arrangements and production. So I'm really excited for that EP to come out. And anything out of Sun Return here in Tāmaki Makaurau, we're big fans of. But Jenny's actually based up in Whangarei, but as a BFM alumni as well. So yes, we're loyal.
Number one on the 95 BFM Top 10 this week as well.
Mm-hmm.
Wicked.
Yeah.
And so we've got the perfect gun down the hill for you.
Wonderful. Hey, thanks so much, Missy G. So cool to catch up and hope you have an awesome weekend.
Yeah, you too. All right.
Ka kite.
Great to hear from you. Ka kite. Bye.
I'm around right now.